I'm here at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., of course, at the United Soybean Board's Bio-Based Products Stakeholders Dialogue. With me is Kathleen Merrigan, immediate past Deputy Secretary of Agriculture and now Executive Director of Sustainability for the George Washington University. Kathleen, why don't you just tell me what your position is and what that means here at the university?
Well, we're four blocks from the Capitol. We'd like to become the go-to university on sustainability issues for the federal government. I have 25,000 students here. Sustainability is one of our 9 core university values, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Is this a new division for the university?
No, it's kicking it up a notch. So they've been doing some great things on sustainability. We have a minor, the most popular minor for undergraduate students. We have a sustainability office that's doing a lot of practice as we teach work here on campus. So there's a lot of stuff going on, 155 faculty members that are engaged in some aspect of sustainability research. But what they would like to do is reach the next level, and they've asked me to build something cool and innovative here in the shadow of our nation's capital.
How does this relate to your previous position and some of the other things you've done in your life?
That was a good question that was asked many times in the interviewing process. Well, Kathleen, this is not just food and agriculture. And my pushback was sustainability, food and agriculture is center stage. So even though this is an urban university in a major capital city, issues of sustainability in the food sector are very much on everyone's minds. And so we're going to engage. And it's so great to have the bio-based stakeholders forums here because, first of all, a lot of my Aggie friends are here. And it's been really wonderful to see my students connect with the work that's going on out in the world of soybeans and other bio-based industries.
Well, and you moderated a panel with some of the students here and some recent graduates to really talk about how this relates to millennials, how bio-based products and how they view that. Tell me a little bit about that panel and what you feel like people got out of that.
Well, I had the best seat in the house because I was asking the students questions about bio-based and sustainability generally, where do they get their news, how do they think about things, and I could watch all the faces in the audience because there was a huge generational divide there, and what I really wanted bio-based product innovators to understand is that we need to develop all kinds of new communication vehicles to reach this generation. They don't do as we do. And you can try to say, oh, we'll try to change them. You know, I gave that up years and years ago as a college professor. What I'm trying to do is learn to connect better. And that was really the core concept of that panel.
They talked a lot about using social media and specifically using video. And one of the young men on the panel says, don't tell me, show me. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, they like video, and they like very short videos. I think because they liked one particular video that was shown, they were very cautious in length. But I think generally you're really talking about a couple-minute video is the most effective for this generation. And they really like to go out themselves and do the storytelling with video. And we also talked about how do you engage young people in the learning process, and then they themselves reach out to others in their generation to tell the story. So we've had, through the course of this meeting, Planet Forward here, which is an effort led by Frank Sesno, who is the old CNN White House bureau chief, who's now here at GW with me, doing an outreach effort on sustainability, trying to engage the millennial generation in issues of sustainability. They've been tweeting throughout the conference on everything that's been going on here. They're going to do video vignettes that will go out in the airways. But importantly, what they're doing is trying to teach young people to be storytellers. We'd like to send them out to farms, our students, and help tell the story of American agriculture.
We talked about the elevator speech and how important that is, especially for people in agriculture who are trying to reach others who know nothing about it, and they may only have a few minutes to tell their story. Tell me how you've helped people learn how to do that.
I know what you're alluding to. So at USDA, when I was trying to get some of my leaders to make their case in very brief manner, sometimes very complex issues, and we always have this instinct to overload people with the complexity. I said, no, it needs to be an elevator speech. And when they still thought they had an elevator speech and it wasn't, I made them get on the elevator with me and give me their song and dance. That cut things back quite a bit, and it really sharpened focus.
Interesting. Now, we had your successor, Krista Harden, here to speak yesterday. Tell me a little bit about your years as Deputy Secretary, what you feel you were able to accomplish at USDA in your time there.
4 years, 1 month as Deputy Secretary. What did I accomplish? Well, I had worked for many, many years in town, so I knew a lot of the senior career folk at USDA, and what I hope I accomplished was try to marry up the seasoned career bureaucrats with the new political players that came to town. There's always that initial staring each other down, friction and all of that, and having been long in the tooth in town, I hope that was one of my accomplishments. I also spent a lot of time trying to open USDA's doors a little bit wider. A lot of that comes from where I grew up in Western Massachusetts, a farming community that is no longer a farming community. My parents bought a home next door to a farm. I didn't grow up on the farm. I grew up next door to the farm. And eventually it was sold for commercial real estate before I got out of high school. So a lot of the trends that we talk about now, the aging of the American farmer, the loss of farmland, the disconnect between urban and rural folks is something that I saw very early on in my life. And what I tried to do as Deputy Secretary was say to everybody, I don't care what state you're in, whether you're rural, urban, what ethnicity, I don't care who you are. You have a place at USDA. USDA is there to serve you, and I just want you to learn a little bit more about us. So I spent a lot of time trying to rebrand USDA for a number of constituencies that had either never engaged or had felt disenfranchised.
How do you feel about this administration's support for agriculture, for farmers and ranchers, and for the kinds of things that we're talking about here, sustainability and bio-based products?
Well, I think that Secretary Vilsack has been a really great leader and a champion of American agriculture. If you've ever had opportunity to see him speak, he's really very motivational and has traveled not only from border to border in this country, but around the world, giving people a very positive impression of American agriculture. And Krista Harden, who succeeded me as Deputy Secretary, has a really, really deep, deep in her heart love of conservation. And she's very well respected in town, has taken a special leadership role in advancing efforts for beginning farmers. So I think we've got a great team. They're well listened to at the White House. We've not been caught up in a lot of the different flurries that have consumed the administration, but methodically, day by day, throughout the Obama administration, really good work has been done.
Why did you think it was a good match to have this event, this USB bio-based event, here at George Washington University?
Well, it was really great for us because we could have students and faculty here. Not as many as we'd like because it's June, so some of my students are not here as many as would be in term time. But it's a great opportunity for us to connect with people in industry. I had a couple of people who just recently graduated. I've been shopping them around, hoping that they would get a job in the bio-based industry because I think that's center stage to sustainability. It lives everything that we talk about. It's also really great for the bio-based industry because here we are, so easily accessed by all the federal procurement officers. We've been doing a networking lunch, and we've had great high-level people on stage giving presentations, and it didn't require a dime of federal travel money, so very easy to do for everybody. I appreciate all the people who traveled around the country in the bio-based industry making it here. I hope it was worth their while. I think we've put on a pretty good show.
I think so, too. Kathleen, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. That's great to talk to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Here at the USB Bio-Based Products Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C. at George Washington University, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.